Oh yeah, yeah, we come in the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, yeah.
Hey. I want to read this verse of scripture. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 13. It says, so then, prepare your hearts and minds for action. Stay alert and fix your hope firmly on the marvelous grace that is coming for you. For when Jesus Christ is unveiled, a greater measure of grace will be released unto you. So then prepare your hearts. Prepare your minds for action. I want to encourage us that as we begin today's conference, we know that we are going to receive greater measure of grace that the good Lord is going to release unto us through his servants. And we know that we are physically, spiritually prepared for this word of God. So let's all get prepared as we receive from the man of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Esperanza. So I'd like to hand over to our pioneer leader, St. Nicholas Doku. He's a man of God who the Lord entrusted with this vision to stir up the hearts of young people across this country for the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm privileged and honored to be serving under him. Say, please, I'm handing over to you. Thank you.
Yeah, so I'm Nicholas Doku, and by the grace of God, I'm the visionary of this wonderful ministry. But I'm happy to have all of you here, the people I've contact with. He's one of the greatest prophets I've ever seen. He's right now is into the apostolic gift. He's very loaded. Is in the person of Prophet Chidozie Israel. So I want all of us to open our hearts, open our ears, as we learn things for the ministry. I know whatever is going to teach us will be a part and a parcel of us. So a hand, I know you can just clap for Prophet Israel Chidozie.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
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 Wherever you are, can you talk in tongues just for a minute? Can you begin to talk in tongues?
Amen.
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 All right. Praise the Lord. So thank you, Minister Nicholas, for this privilege to share God's word. God richly bless you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Tonight, I'll be sharing on understanding servanthood. Understanding servanthood. And I want us to see a scripture in Gospel according to St. John, chapter 12 and verse number 26. Gospel according to St. John, chapter 12 and verse number 26. And it reads, if any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want us to understand that the greatest calling in the kingdom is the call to serve. Amen.
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 The call to serve. And that scripture is very clear. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there also shall my servants be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. You see, serving God is the greatest privilege on the face of the earth. There is no other privilege that a man is co-heir with the Father. And when we talk about servanthood, we are talking about the greatest office any man can occupy on the face of the earth. And we'll be looking at servanthood, the definition for the word servant from the Latin word, the Hebrew word, and the Greek word. The word servant from the Latin word is called suis. And the word suis means bondman or minister. And the same word from Hebrew is called sharat. S-H-A-R-A-T-H, sharat, meaning attendant or minister. The word servant from the Greek word is called diakonia, D-I-A-K-O-N-I-A, diakonia, meaning attendance, aid, service. Then the same Greek word has this word diakonos. The same servant word is also from the Greek word diakonos, meaning attendant. Now, if you look at this word servant from Latin, Hebrew, and Greek, they are all saying the same thing, that a servant is a minister, a servant is an aide, a servant is an attendant. Now, every servant in the kingdom is an attendant with a course. There is something God has brought you into this world to do, and that is a course. The course you must follow. Now, as leaders and members of War Room, we should understand that God has called us to serve. God has called us to leave the banners of War Room. God has called us to be part of this vision. And I want you to also understand that God gives vision to a man, but it takes people for every vision to become a reality. And I know that by destiny, you have been connected to War Room to serve. You are not serving Minister Niklas. You're serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are serving the Almighty God. And it's a great privilege. Amen.
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 Amen. Now, there are a few things I want us to look at about a servant. There are a few things I want us to look at about servant. And let's look at five qualities of a true kingdom servant. We'll look at these five qualities. I will not stay long because I have some other meetings to attend to. So we'll just be writing if you're writing, and then we'll be snappy about it. The first quality of a kingdom servant is that servants are vision builders. The servants are vision builders. You are in War Room. You are a member of War Room. War Room is a vision. Ministry is about God delivering a vision to the heart of a man, and then people coming and understanding that vision and running with it is what brings life and gives expression to ministry. There is nothing like ministry without vision. Ministry is vision. Vision is ministry. Now, servants are vision builders. I want you to understand that God brought you into war room as a vision builder, a part of a structural design he has made to build this vision. And any way you are serving, and you're serving with this mindset that I'm a servant here as a vision builder to build this vision, you will put in your strength, you will put in everything that makes you a human to make sure that vision is actualized. So understand that every true kingdom servant is a vision builder. Number two, servants are burden bearers. Servants are burden bearers. Who is a burden bearer? A burden bearer is someone who has the interest of the vision at heart, who has the interest of the master at heart. Now, when things are not going right, it bothers the vision, the burden bearer. The burden bearer is he who takes it upon himself to make sure that everything goes on well in an institution or in the vision. Now we are members of war room. When you become a servant, when you receive this burden bearer, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You become a burden bearer. Everything about the war room is so strong in your mind. You're thinking, you are thinking about what can I do to impact this vision? Which area can I bring in my best to impact this vision? Every leader, every servant who has this mindset that I am in this vision to bear the burdens of this vision will definitely do well and go far. Glory be to God. Then servants are the protectors of the vision. Servants are the protectors of the vision. Every leader, every servant is the protector of that vision. What does this mean? I have to get on my knees. I have to do all I can within my power to make sure that I am building the vision of war room. So if I'm a servant, when God brings you into a vision, God brings you as part of the structural elements required for that vision to find expression and become a reality. You are the protector of the vision. So I'm not going to allow this vision go down. I'm not going to allow this vision deteriorate. I'm not going to allow this vision die, because God brought me into this vision to protect the vision. Every vision is protected. I am a leader in war room, and I'm not just a leader in war room. I have to understand that I have the obligation. I have the responsibility. I have been called as a protector of this vision. And until this comes into my mind, and until I walk with this mindset, I will become a leader. I will become a servant who doesn't care. I will become a servant or a leader who doesn't care whether the vision is dying or growing. It is none of my business. But when I understand that I am a protector of this vision, I'm going to put in my best to make war room to become what God has ordained for it to become. Praise God. Number four, a servant is part of the structure, is the part of the elemental structure of the vision. Servants are part of the elemental structure of the vision. Servants are part of the elemental structure of the vision. Servants are part of the elemental structure of the vision. Now, listen, in LST, for example, in our individual churches, you have the pastor, you have the singers, the choir, you have the protocol, you have the ushers, you have the greeters, you have the media, you have you know, in our church we call gatekeepers, you know, prayer lists or prayer warriors. You have all these structures. That's what make up that ministry. Now, every servant must understand that I'm part of the elemental structure of the vision. If you don't understand that you are there for a purpose, you are there to work, you have a vacuum to occupy. God brought you in here to make up this vision. Until you have this mindset, you may do things anyhow. This is part of the mindset every servant must understand. Servant of God. That's what I tell. Anytime you are a leader without the heart of a servant, you lose out. You miss it. The first key that creates and grants you success in your leadership is that you first of all understand that I'm here to serve. And this is the problem of African leaders. African leaders don't know that they are called into such portfolios to serve. They think they are, and then that's why when they get in there, they begin to, some women begin to humiliate people, some begin to, you know, use it as an opportunity for retaliation. But that's not what it is. But when you understand that I'm called into this leadership, I'm called into this portfolio to serve, you then put in your best to bring out the best out of the vision. Glory be to God. So every servant is part of the elemental structure of the vision. Your hand is part of the elemental structure of your body, your leg, your hands, your stomach, your spinal cord, your ears. Now, there are things your hand can do, but your mouth cannot do it. There are things your legs can do, but your nose can do it. If you want to become successful in your leadership pursuit, not just only in work, anywhere, you must understand that you are part of the elemental build-up structure of the vision. So if I'm an engineer there, I do my own engineering stuff. If I'm a medical, if I'm a driver, there are things that will need to be done. It's not the engineer that does it. Maybe it's the driver's job to do it. So all these structures make up the vision. There is no vision without elemental structures. And when I understand that in war room, God has brought me in war room to become part of the elemental structure, I have to now know that my impact is a necessity for the success of the vision. Number five, the last before I go, every servant is 100% loyal to the master. True kingdom servant must be 100% loyal to the master. Now, what does this mean? I have to understand the vision, and I have to be loyal to all that is required for that vision to become a success. And as we do this, the Lord will bless us. So please, war leaders and everyone, I encourage you tonight to go on with this vision. The vision is for an appointed time. And I know that soonest, War Room will become one of the world's most popular ministries reaching out to the youth of our generation. God bless every one of you. God bless Minister Nicholas Doku. God bless every leader of War Room. God long live War Room. And long live everyone here. I pray for all of you. May the grace and the unction to function in high capacity of your ministries be released unto you in the name of the Lord Jesus. One more time, I want to say thank you for the privilege and thank you for your time. God richly bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 God bless you.
God bless you too.
Thank you very much for your words.
Thank you very much for helping us understand who a servant is. You made us understand that servants are attendants, aides, or aides in the service of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as Jesus' word says, wherever his word, wherever he is, there will his servants be. Anyone who serves him says, wherever he is, there will servants be. And what God, our Father in heaven, will also honor us. Therefore, you're giving us qualities of servants. Number one, servants are vision builders. Number two, servants are also burden bearers and protectors of the vision. And you must understand that our servants, we are part of the elemental structure of this vision that God has granted unto our leader and our pioneer, St. Nicholas, and also giving us understanding that every true kingdom servant must one be 100% loyal to the master. True servant, 100% loyal to the master. And most importantly, even though as we are pursuing to serve the Lord God in cleanness of heart and in all purity, you have made us understand that we are not just serving a mere man, we are serving who? The King of Kings. And this is a true privilege and honor. Thank you, sir. Thank you, prophet, for these words that you have shared with us. We are extremely grateful. Extremely grateful. Well, I'd like to hand over to St. Nicholas.
Yeah. We are very, very blessed by the message from Apostle Israel Chidozi. Many of you don't know, he's speaking from Nigeria. So, yeah, we are very privileged to have him. He's very sought after. He's a serious man of God. He operates in all the gifts. And you see, the Bible says that spirits are words. So any word that he has spoken out of his matter spirit that has entered into each one of us, provided you believe with your heart. Please, I hope you can hear me.
Yes, sir.
Yes. So by the grace of God, you've had the privilege to sit at the feet of this great man of God from Nigeria. And by the grace of God, we've learned that we are not in any fellowship, not war room per se, whether the fellowship is in your church, whether it is your church, whether it's the fellowship in your church, you are not there to serve the leader in the church, or you are not there to, you are, like, the main purpose is God. You are in a ministry because of God. You are not in a ministry because of God. So if that is the case, you have to step diligently from your heart. So on this note, I want us to pray so that we'll be blessed. So now I want us to pray. I want us to pray and tell God that God will help us to be good servants. And you see, you can't be a leader without becoming a servant. So let's open our mouth and tell God that we should help us become good servants. Secondly, too, the Bible was talking about how anointing flows. You see, wherever you find yourself, whether you are in a small ministry or you're in a big ministry, anointing won't flow upwards to you. You have to humble yourself to anyone who God puts you under, whether the person is not is not educated, the person is illiterate, or the person doesn't know his left from his right. If God puts you under that person, God wants you to take a particular substance from the person to add to yourself. So I've learned that anointing flows from the top to the down. And anointing flows from the top to down, flows downwards onto people who are meek and humble. So let's tell God and pray to God that He should give us the spirit of meekness, the spirit of the spirit to help us to be humble so that we can receive from great men of God. Let's open our mouth and begin to pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, there's one thing that shocks me. Every person who is in a generation should affect his or her generation. So let's take, if I don't know if you've read the God's General. If you read that book, you realize that each of the people in the God's General affected that their generation. You see, it doesn't mean that in their generation they're not believers though. They were strong Christians, they were strong believers, they were strong men of God. But why? Why is it that they stood out? They stood out because Paul said something to Timothy that fan your gifts into flames. So the moment you keep on fanning your gifts, the moment your gift starts becoming brighter and starts shining, just like charcoal, red hot charcoal. So the moment you keep on shining your gifts, the brighter your gifts becomes. You see, so the Bible says that we are the light of the world, but some of us, we've not found our gifts for us to be the light of the world. We are very dim. So I want us to pray and tell God that He should give us the grace to help us find our gifts so that we have an impact in our generation. Let's open our mouth and begin to pray. Ma shata,
God, the grace to fan my gift into flame to serve this generation.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
By the grace of God, God has given each of us gifts here. And I see that because of this meeting, there are some people who are going to start manifesting their gifts from today. And I see that mantle started falling after the man of God started ministering. And I see that people were yearning from their hearts to receive from the man of God. And I see them yearning for the gift of prophecy. I see somebody yearning for the gift of healing. The Lord says that you should work on yourself, and within the space of 2 months, you start feeling heat in your hands, and and that is the sign of healing. In the name of Jesus, let's open our mouth and begin to claim the mantles that I see falling, and anything you ask from God. The Bible says convert spiritual gifts. Let's open our mouth and begin to convert spiritual gifts in the name of Jesus. Is there anyone who has sharp pains in his or his chest, like sharp pains? You are dead and maybe you're about to sleep, you get sharp pains in your chest. Is anyone like this in the group, or is anyone in this meeting like that? You get sharp pains in your chest. So God was telling me that, like, when somebody in this group, when it's about to sleep, the person receives sharp pains, especially in the night. The Bible, God says that it's an attack from the family, that some people are just throwing things in the family, and it's an attack. So today we are going to pray and break that. God shows us things so that it doesn't happen. He shows us things so that we break it. So let's open our mouth and begin to break any form of the fact that you are in this meeting. Whatever affliction the devil has planned for your life, we are going to break it in Jesus' name. Let's open our mouth and begin to pray. La So from this meeting, some of you would have fire still burning in you. When this meeting ends, you realize that you can't stop praying, and right towards your room in your bed, you continue to speak in tongues, and you see the power of God resting upon you, and you start doing mighty things from today. I enforce this thing in the name of Jesus. I enforce what has been seen in the name of Jesus. I enforce it in the name of Jesus. I enforce it in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for the good things you've done today. I thank you for the grace and the ability to come and sit at your feet today to learn and study from you. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the mantles that have fallen in the name of Jesus. I give you the glory and adoration and the praise and the thanksgiving, O God. O God, we thank you for the minister in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the time that you've given us to listen to him as a vessel, O God. We thank you for giving him grace. Oh God, we even thank you for allowing him to be a part and a parcel of this great ministry. Oh God, we don't have we are short of words, oh God. All we can say is, oh God, we thank you, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, whilst you are going to retire to our bed, we ask, oh God, that you send your angels to come and encamp around us. We build firewalls around us. Any plantings of the devil in our house, we uproot it in the name of Jesus. We bring to naught the plans and the devices of the devil in the name of Jesus. No weapon fashioned against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Your word says that we are more than the conqueror in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we soak ourselves in the blood. We soak ourselves from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet in the blood of Jesus. And we declare that we are marked in the blood of Jesus from any onslaught of the devil in the name of Jesus, any divination and enchantments that the devil has sent to God from our mother's side and from our father's side, we bring it to naught in the name of Jesus. We are made whole in Jesus' name, I pray.
Jesus is in the name. Amen.
On this note, I thank everybody who made it to this meeting. And as you know, the meeting has three speakers. We have Prophet Chidozie speaking today. Next week, Saturday, Pastor Aidan. Pastor Aidan is from Empowerment Worship Center. I don't know how many of you know Prophet Gideon Danso. He's the associate pastor for Empowerment Worship Center, Prophet Gideon Danso. And he is a very good teacher of the word. Then the last person who will be ministering is Apostle Bendoku, and he's an apostle. Sweet. And I don't want, we save the best for the last. I don't want us to miss the last day. So I want us to open our hearts and come prepared for this last two ministers. And I know you'll be blessed. God bless you for joining this meeting.
Oh, yeah, we come in the name of Jesus.